Hello and welcome to another edition of the Typical Confusion Podcast. My name is Jim Holliday, soon to be joined by Megan Deal. She is our new co-host. We're starting 2023 off with a bang. We finally found a person who's willing to sit in that opposite chair. Good stuff. More on the way next. Stay close. The Typical Confusion Podcast now has premium content. You can get exclusive access to episodes only for premium members. Check it out today.
To another edition of the Typical Confusion Podcast. This time the mic is on. My co-host is with me, Megan Deal, and I'm gonna let her tell everybody about herself and see what she has to offer. So go for it. And what is it? Where is it?
It's at a hockey arena in Michigan, which is where I'm from.
Minor league hockey, right? Or is it Detroit?
College level.
Well, that's minor league. Yeah, it's still considered minor league.
Still
considered minor league, but yeah, I gotcha. So what college is it? Okay. What school are you going to?
I am possibly hoping to get into
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's great. I am so happy to have you on board. I really am.
Thank you.
It's been a struggle for me. I've been doing this podcast for 8 years now. So it's always been me, and there's been nobody else except me, and I'm like, people are going to get tired of hearing me. So the big announcement is that the Typical Confusion Podcast now has paid subscriptions, and it's going to be $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content. So I don't have any subscribers, but yeah, you would be the first if you subscribed. What do you mean you're probably not going to get that much money?
I don't know. It's just because of the cost. And
it's five duds.
You know, but we have the same Apple ID. And if I purchase something, it's going to go on my dad's credit card. I don't want to do that.
It's going to be on your dad. Why can't you create one of your own? Yeah, true. I got you. Yeah, no, I could understand that. But, I've been marking episodes for premium content all, like, these past few days I've been doing that. So, you know, they just opened up the premium content this year. They hadn't had that. Yeah, they didn't have it before where it was premium. It was all free. So my numbers were pretty good, actually, but now we're gonna see who's actually going to be listening to the shows, because a lot of this stuff has been marked for premium. So how long have you been singing?
Well, that is a very good question. I have been singing ever since I was little.
Like what age?
I was like 7.
Okay.
Or 8. Then at 8 years old, it started to grow as I got older. And in middle school, I actually started to learn how to sing when I was like in 6th grade. All the way through 8th. And then in high school, I sang at many school events.
Do you have any recordings you could share with us? Well, could you send me a copy of the video and we'll share it on the podcast? We'll do the voice track. Is it on your phone? Okay, then all you have to do is go to that video and go to the video and then send it to me. Like, you know, just share. So all you have to do is share it. And then I can play it on the, and then I can play it on the podcast. So everybody can hear it. Well, we're all using VoiceOver. I want to give you some tips because you're very, I love your energy. I think your energy is awesome. One thing I would do though is I wouldn't mention that I was blind only because, you know, here's the thing. It's more of a professional thing. What you want to try and do is develop your character, okay? You want to develop who you are, like your personality or your on-air persona. You want to develop that. But what you want to do is you want to... Okay, did I get it? Let's see. I'll look at it after the recording because it's probably not going to go off during recording session. Oh, I got it. Yeah, I got it. But you sent the YouTube link. Don't you have it on the phone as a photo? As a video?
Yeah, I do.
That's how you should send that. Yeah, send the actual photo, the video, so I can use the voice. Yeah, don't send the YouTube link. Ah, wait a minute. I'm seeing something here. I'm trying something here. Hold on. I'm gonna shrink you. It says Bluetooth might detect it, but no, it's supposed to say that. That's just what it, you know. I'm just trying to figure out something here. Now, what mic is... Oh, you know... He's got a, well, hopefully, you know what? The developer of the app's got to do some work on the app because you can't see certain things as the host that you should be able to see. But it's all right. It's okay. We're doing good so far. So you've been singing for quite a while, and... By the way, did you get the stuff I sent you? Because I sent you the introduction that I prepared.
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
Good.
2:46 p.m. There you go.
Notifications.
I got it.
Incoming transmission.
There we go. Okay, good. So, when I finish up here and we're done, I'm gonna do some editing and do some stuff and then add it to it. I'm gonna introduce it and add it and all that. So, can't really play it while we're on the air here. I have carts, but. I have just carts for music, but I can't load the video into the carts. Nope. But once I get it into Gold Wave or something like that, I can fix that.
Incoming transmission.
So.
Incoming transmission.
I'm using the. What am I? I'm using, what's her name? I'm using just Samantha on there. It's an older iPad.
I'm using Samantha on my phone, the enhanced one.
You have a lot of other voices to choose from, too. A lot of eloquence voices. So, but yeah, no, I think this time we finally got our act together. I'm sorry that it got off to a rough start, but we'll get there. Try to do me a favor though. Try and what I want you to do is your homework assignment is try and come up with some topics for me that we both can talk about. You know, did you have anything you wanted to talk about? Okay. We'll go for it.
So I heard many videos of people saying the national anthem. One video is of a friend of mine, actually, her name is Jenna Elsmeyer. And when she sang the national anthem, she did not change keys. Because before I met her, I would always change keys.
But when 2:49
p.m.
6 notifications. I was like, okay, I'm probably not going to sing.
Incoming transmission.
She doesn't do that.
Incoming transmission.
Right.
Have you sang the national anthem before?
I've never sang the national anthem anywhere except, like, just non-professionally. I'm not a singer. I've been a DJ for years. There's an article that you can look up if you want to see my work or want to see things. There's an article you can look up. If you type in 80s music steals the show for radio personality, it'll come up on the internet. And so will my picture. So, sounds pretty good so far. So why don't we'll wrap this up, and I'll hit this button here, and we can talk off air for a little while. So hold on a second. All right, gang, we're gonna get out of here, but we'll be back later, and I hope you guys enjoy the interview.